Hello, 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 squirrel friends. We're getting ready to discuss All Stars Season 3, Episode 7, RuPaul's Drag Race. We're about to give our thoughts on the runway looks, some awesome chat shout-outs, and some news and gossip. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Kiss me like you miss me. Hug me like
Hi.
You like me.
Shoot
a movie on my face.
Why aren't you dancing, Kenny? Picture, put it on
I am your host, 123 Jackie B. I have Mark Freeman in the house.
The best song ever.
I have Kenny Harrison in the house.
Hi, everyone.
Jay is playing hooky. And this is Kenny's favorite song. So everybody, please tweet at Kenny.
C. Harrison.
Kenny Cherison with this song because he loves it.
I love this song so much.
I got called out last week for not giving shout outs to Kenny when he's not here. So
you all miss me, right?
Well, we're just used to him not being here now.
I want everyone in the chat. No. I want everyone in the chat to say that you miss me.
Yeah.
And then
they
I'll
do.
Feel
they
important.
Have been saying,
Hi, everyone.
And Jay's not here.
We miss you, Jay.
Do we care about Jay not being here? It's more important that I'm not here. No, I'm just kidding. I missed you, Jay. I love you, Jay.
We miss Hi. You.
I miss you too.
I know. We love you.
Kenny.
It's a love fest.
It is a love
so,
fest.
So, what were your overall thoughts in this episode? That's pretty much how
I love RuPaul's Drag Race. I think it's the best thing on television. I thought today's episode topped last week's episode, which topped the week before that, and topped the week before that, and it just keeps getting better. This is the best season yet.
Frankie Hung, I miss you too. Thank you.
It deserves an Academy Award,
it
even
does.
Though it's not a film.
I wish Love they all God. Could win
would
an
you,
Emmy.
Would you? Let's be real.
Okay, I'm just going to say, I
Are loved, you saying that I'm not being real?
Yes.
Right. I loved last week's episode.
By the way, this is the first time I get to see it next to Mark.
Yeah, I know.
People think that we hate each other.
We don't.
Or at least
we just
argue.
The camera. When
yes.
we're out there, we're like, hey, girl!
Yeah.
Coochie, coochie, go.
Why is she touching me? I don't get it.
They do
no,
not.
No. So can I say how I feel?
Yeah.
Yes, please
okay.
do. You have lots of catching up to do, so get it all in.
Can we never do an All Stars again?
Why?
I
Why
do.
Would you
I,
say
I
that?
Okay. I feel as though season All Stars 1 was an experiment. All Stars 2 could have been great. I think it's not working out the way it should be going.
Why do you feel that way, though?
I don't know.
Because I want to know, like, how you think it should go.
Well, I feel as though that, I mean...
Do you hate the queens eliminating the other queens?
No. I honestly can't put my finger on it, but I just think that I have not been this less enthusiastic about a season of Drag Race since I can't remember. Hmm. Yeah.
I was all like, this whole season I've been hyped up. I've really enjoyed everything. But this episode, I think it's because we had this huge reveal in the last episode,
yeah.
not just with the Handmaid's Tale and the
Which
queens
is a
coming,
sickening show.
Handmaid's Tales, not just the Handmaid's Tale reveal and uh-huh. the queens coming back, but there's more energy when you have a bigger cast, and it just felt like after Ben like kind of self-sacrificed herself, it seemed like. I felt like the wind was pulled out of the sails of the show.
I wasn't here last week. Can you guys indulge me for like 2 seconds?
We do want to talk about Ben's departure because it's at the top of the episode.
Okay,
it's
good.
At the top of the episode.
So, I'm totally team Ben de la Creme, and I'm totally her Crexit.
Wait, what is a Crexit?
Ben de la Crexit.
Oh, Ben de la Crexit.
Yeah. So, and I say that because this show is so dick in a soup, and I think Cameron Marston came up with that term years back, and I agree, and I think it was, for me, I think it was his way of saying, or her way of saying, you know, fuck you. Because even Rue was like, you know, taken aback.
Because, oh, yes, that was clear. Yeah.
So... I love Morgan McMichaels. I think she should have get second chance.
Longer,
yes.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see Aja come back because I thought she had a better stake in the claim for the title.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, you're going to like eliminate one queen that has done so well so far, Kennedy and BB aside, and bring back somebody else. So like it just wasn't fair. So I feel like her throwing herself on the cross, per se, was a valid point to the ridiculousness of the show.
I was really upset last week, but I'm not mad at Ben by any means. And there are people that are like actually like super mad at Ben.
Right.
And
right.
I feel like this is why reality TV is good. This is why we love it, and this is why we want to watch it, because you can't be dick in the soup, so to speak, if you're the one making a choice.
Right.
And I liked that element where it's like Ben made a choice and got to stick by
that. Now, don't get me wrong. Producers did see her doing that. So it wasn't completely Ben's choice, because they could have said...
But Rue was surprised.
Rue was surprised, and they might have hidden it from her. But at the same time, this particular episode that we watched tonight was a... For me, it was a throwaway episode. It was like... I mean, we knew that Morgan was going to go home, and it was just like, okay, why...
Why? What'd you guys think about how BB decided not to reveal who she was sending home? Or
fuck BB. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Fuck BB. But here's the thing.
Did you like BB before this season?
Yes. Only because...
Because I remember you liking BB before this season.
Only because I only remember her from season one, and that's all we got from BB. Now that I've watched her this season, she comes off as melodramatic. She's... In my opinion, and you can hate me, I don't care. She comes off as
this
not,
is a show where we give her opinions.
She's
Let's
not.
Move past
I
that.
Feel like she's not sincere.
Yeah.
The whole Aja thing from last week, where Aja was like, "Bitch, I helped you with your outfit," and BB was like, "On the runway, yeah, I made it myself." Come on now. Mark, you're very quiet.
I know. We're feeling very.
Is it because you're sitting next to me?
Yes, I'm very intimidated by you.
But no, I'm. Fuck BB. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Please save me.
I've never been like... Well, I didn't think BB should have won season one, personally. I think it should have been Nina Flowers. Number two...
And I agree with you on
that one. It's hard, and it's hard to invest in her knowing or speculating what we've been speculating this whole time. Because you don't... If it is going to happen what we think might happen... You don't want to get invested in somebody that you know isn't going to really...
Question, have you guys mentioned that?
Yeah, we mentioned it. Okay. Yeah.
Number three, she's already won.
The mole theory is what we're talking
right,
about.
Right, okay, that's... Yeah. Okay, good.
Number three, she's already won. And if they were really going to do... Well, I guess Morgan's really the only one that said this. We're going to eliminate the strongest people.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised. Like, when you watch... I mean, since they're going to play this like Survivor, let's not mince words. That's what's going on right now. Shangela keeping her friends and making her alliances and playing her Game of Thrones. It's Survivor. So on Survivor, when they bring back somebody who's won, everybody's out to get rid of that person. You've already won your $1 million. Get out of here. Give it to somebody else. You know what I mean?
If the mole thing's going to happen, I have so many questions, because it's like, I didn't agree with BB being there in the first place because she's already won.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the mole thing happens, it's like, how, when BB had the chance to be in the bottom, like, what would you have done if one of those queens had voted to send BB home?
Well,
like,
then that's when the producers step in and they go, Rue, Trixie needs to win because she didn't pick BB.
Right.
I mean, if they don't want it to happen, it's not going to happen.
Right.
If they just wouldn't, they would have made it a bottom two, and they would have said, BB, you're safe.
But, I mean, the thing is, like, you don't think the audience can tell that? It's like, the audience would know that this mole theory, like, is like, all orchestrated.
First of all, a secret can never be a secret with this show.
Yeah.
Because I think I told Mark, maybe, before we even started watching the first episode, that I knew who the queen was that was the secret queen, because... Mm-hmm. A contestant accidentally
tweeted
this person. Well, included this person on giving a shout out to the contestants. So, I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to enjoy this show because it's like, I don't know. It's, I'm going to stop talking because I can't.
Well, let's move on. Let's move on. We had Nancy Pelosi.
Yay for Nancy. Get something
House
done.
Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Brie, this is your cute.
I say that we have a picture.
We have pictures of Nancy Pelosi on the show. There she is. I was really excited for this. My only thing is, like, it felt so short. Like, I thought there would be more to it. So I was a little bummed out by the shortness of her visit. I am very pleased that she did visit the show because I think that, you know, it...
Well, it's a voting term.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
But I mean, hey, but
she
here's the thing.
Came
is
last
like,
year.
No, but
or
here's,
next year.
It doesn't matter. Like that, you know, like this is what you do to show your support for the community. I'm fine with it. Like, she stood for how many hours for Dreamers? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think Nancy Pelosi is a stunt queen without backing. Like, right. I understand she does stunts, but I think she does them for a good reason. And I'm okay with that.
So you think
that.
It's strategic?
Yeah. Okay. And I'm okay with that. That's what politics is.
Okay.
That's what politics is.
Okay.
So, I mean, she's not like Ted Cruz where you just, like, word vomit, word vomit, word vomit.
Yeah.
But I do wish that this episode, we've talked about this before, I wish this episode had some sort of political theme outside of the little phone call your congressperson. Yeah. Just because it seemed so disjointed, and this has happened in other episodes before where you have, you know, you have this big guest like Nancy Pelosi, and you have this moment where the queens are, like, so excited to have her there. You have Trixie crying. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, like, we're moving on to a challenge that has nothing to do with that. And then we do a plug, and then we go back to the challenge that has nothing to do with that. So I just wish they would have tied it all together somehow.
Here's my question for the two of you, because this episode was an hour long with commercials. The last few episodes have been an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I personally, and I've said this before, non-All-Star seasons, I wish they were all an hour and a half. But for some reason, the hour and a half episodes for this season have run too long. Whereas, going off what Jackie just said, I would have liked for a little bit longer runtime for the show. For that reason, because I felt like the whole Nancy Pelosi coming in was just like, oh, she came in and she was gone. I was like, oh, okay. Like, give me something a little bit more.
Remember when they did that... There was, like, the queens had to pretend that they were on a campaign, and they shot, like, these little, like, campaign videos.
Mm-hmm. There was also a season where they actually did when the candidates get on stage and debate.
Debate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Season 4.
Yeah. I would have liked a debate. I would have liked a candidate video. Like, something that made sense.
That tied it
all in.
Agreed.
Because I think it's also hard to make it really stick with people when you don't have it be the theme of the episode.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You know. It's like, call your senators, but now let's watch this Black Swan thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Boring. Next.
So the next thing is the challenge. Which I, again, as I said, I was mad that it didn't tie into the Nancy Pelosi visit. And then I just didn't find the script funny.
Yeah.
So it was hard for me to find the challenge funny. I think the queens did a good job with what they were given. And some of the critiques were weird to me because I'm like, there's not... And I know the whole thing of, like, making the small part big and whatnot. But still, it just seemed like the script wasn't funny enough for me to care either way.
What bothered me is that they made Morgan... This is totally editing, and I freaking hated it because they made her seem like she... was whack, and her portrayal.
Okay,
of
I thought that hissing thing was funny.
I thought it was funny too. I actually cracked up when she was doing the quacking, and it was just like, come on now. Like, Shangela was just, from what I saw, was meh. BB, come on. This was one of the worst challenges.
Can we talk about though how Morgan gave her the role of the queen and how I was like, "Oh, that is perfect casting.
Yeah.
That is perfect casting for BB." And then BB was like, "No, why'd you give me this character? Blah 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 blah." And it's happened so many times in the past where a queen gets like an ugly character or a totally whack character and turned it around to be like the star of the show.
Right.
Yeah. You know, this isn't when you do these little scenes, it's not about being the prettiest queen or the most graceful queen. It's about comedy. It's about, can you make somebody laugh?
All in all, this challenge sucked. I'm sorry. It sucked. It actually made sense because we had the Oscars a week ago and this tied into that. But aside from that, okay.
Well, so Trixie was Sharon Frockovich. I thought, you know, she was funny with what the role was. I laughed when she brushed her hair with the baby hand, too.
That was funny, yeah.
Bibi was the queen. Shangela was Octavia. Morgan was Beige Swan. And Kennedy was Lala. And Kennedy, it wasn't funny, but Kennedy didn't really have much to say either. So it's like, for that, for me, I was like, yeah, I guess it wasn't really funny, but there wasn't really much for her to do.
I didn't get the La La Land reference with Kennedy.
And I have not seen that movie, so.
Oh, God bless you, because it's not worth it. I'm sorry. But I will say this. From what I saw, it was funny, but she used the same wig that she used last week. And I was like, come on, Kennedy, come on.
I didn't realize that.
So, yeah, it was similar.
It was similar. It wasn't maybe the same, but it was...
Because the other one was purple.
Mark, you're very quiet. Is it because I'm sitting next to you?
Yes, very much so. No, I mean, it is what it is. I agree. I don't think that the script was... It's just not my kind of humor. Like... I'm sure there are people that thought it was absolutely hysterical. Like, farting noises to me is not funny. Like, I like smart humor, which you're not going to get a lot of on Drag Race.
Do you feel like this was a throwaway episode?
I mean,
we could have not had this episode and had an elimination, and we would have been totally fine, right?
Basically back to where it was before because of bringing Morgan back, and now she's gone. So I understand what you're saying by that.
Thank you.
I don't know. I was thinking this too. When they have somebody like Ross sitting there, quote unquote, directing them, do you think it's better? Because if I was sitting there, I would be giving suggestions. Try doing this. Try doing this. Oh, or if something's funny, you know, like I've directed before, as a director, you try different things. Do you think it's up to them to do what they think they should do, or should that director that's sitting there give them things to do?
Direction. Yes.
I think if someone's flailing, that's when the director would step in.
Yeah.
Because obviously if somebody's doing something brilliant, you don't want to stop them. But if somebody's having a hard time.
And I do think, and I'm not putting Ross down by any means, I just, you know, Ross isn't a director. You know what I mean? That's not what he does. And I think if you had somebody who does comedy and knows comic timing and knows, you know, these things, you're going to just end up with a better product anyway. You know what I mean? Again, not putting him down by any means. He did, you know, he's funny. He gets funny. But I'm just saying, if you're going to, like when they had the guy from Will and Grace actually directing the episode, like he knows comedy timing. Like, he's won Emmy Awards. You know what I mean? Like, when you have someone like that doing it, you're going to get a better finished product anyway. That's all I have to say.
No. I'm going to agree with you on this.
What?
I feel as though if, as a director, and I'm not saying that I'm a brilliant director, but when you have a vision of something, you should know how to get your actors or your performers to present you with what you're trying to get. So, and again, with Ross being there, I feel as though that it's his responsibility to get the girls to be where they should be going. And if they don't go there, it's not necessarily their fault. But I get it. It's a challenge. So, I mean, this, by far, this was my least favorite. Who is this new candy? Hi. Amy Louise. Hi. I just feel as though this was a weak challenge, and I've checked out of all.
How did you guys feel about the runway?
Runaway?
So it was Red for Filth. I loved Trixie's exact take on Red for Filth. Loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was so creative.
I hated the fact that it was red for filth, but was the challenge just to wear red, something red?
I think it was supposed to be to wear
something. And then again, I think this is where I always say, yes, it is a red look, which I think is what Kennedy did. I'm going to get my sequin red dress and wear that because the challenge is red for filth. Trixie took that because they got a list but that said red for filth. She made it into something more than just a red outfit.
She was the only one to do that.
But I think Morgan kind of did it because it suits Morgan's Scottish and it fit her character. So I appreciated that in her as well. Mm. But to just wear, like BB, just a red... I'm going to say Kennedy's probably the only one that I didn't think put some creativity. Because I even liked Shangela's because I felt like the pointiness, the inflatable, like... It gave me a red for filth vibe. And I think even BB with the face mask and everything, it's like filthy red. You know what I mean? Like S&M red. So that gave me that. Kennedy, no.
I just don't get it. Yeah.
I feel like I'm saying the same things I said during season 7, which was my first time with you guys, with Kennedy.
Was that really?
Season 7, yeah. I think.
I'm sorry, it wasn't the last. No,
with kidding. Kennedy is just... I get it. You have a closet full of pretty sequin gowns.
But this particular gown that Kennedy wore, I was so disappointed because I feel like she's worn either gown or like a version of it.
I mean, but again, somebody won the competition wearing the same dress.
I just hate the fact that it was a runway. I think last week we didn't get a runway. Like, it wasn't like a real runway. It was just like...
Yeah.
You know, I live for the runways.
I know.
And it was just like, oh. I like, Trixie was great. Because she got the concept, and I was just disappointed in everyone else. Although I did like Shangie's outfit. I thought it was good.
I liked BB's outfit, because crazy rhinestone, different shapes, she had going on. Shangela's, I liked the fact that it was inflatable. Like, I liked the concept of having an outfit that inflates. What bothered me, though, was it was shapeless.
It was shapeless. The hair didn't fit for me either. Like, it just was like, oh, I want to wear this hair and this out. Like, this is what I'm saying. And I'm not complaining. That when you're given this, if you're auditioning for season 12 or 11, please listen to me when I say this. When you get the list of things, don't just do what it says. Like, try to think outside. How can you put your spin, like, if Jackie Borowski is going to do Red for Filth, what can you do with it that's going to show the judges more of who you are and make that more than just a red dress. You know what I mean? Like, this is what the show is about, and I think the people who succeed are the people that get that. They get that this is an opportunity for you to see my version of Red for Filth. What that would mean to this drag character that I've created. Not just a great red outfit. Like, it's more than that.
I agree. I gotta go. Well, when the category came up, red for filth, I didn't even think the color red. I thought library.
I did. I actually thought.
And
it
so
was
when Trixie color came red. Out, I was like, "That is what I thought of."
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think of the books. I thought that was very clever, but I was just like,
"You expected people to have like glasses like a naughty secretary look." Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, Shangie, if you're watching, did you come up with that concept? Have you been coming up with these concepts on your own, girl? I'm just curious.
Who, Shangela?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because I can see her, she has come to the point where, and I'm not trying to read her for anything, I think it's very clever. I just think that, and I'm not saying that she's not talented, I could see her having, you know, a team of people, this, you know, to come up with certain concepts.
But don't you
because
think
that,
they
that,
all
that,
do?
That like... fucking ball, that when she came in, that runway with the ball, and I thought that it was sickening.
Yeah, I love
I thought
that
it was
one.
Sickening. But going off of previous seasons, I'm like, that doesn't seem like a Shangela move.
Well, people here are now saying that because I'm not putting down Kennedy's pageant dress, that's her thing. So that's her red for filth. I get that. But to me, like, I still, other than being a pageant queen, I don't know anything more about Kennedy.
But we do know that Kennedy has a comedic talent.
Yes, absolutely.
That is outside of the box.
Yeah. Absolutely.
When she tries hard.
And that's the thing, is like, you should, like, and maybe this is why a pageant queen has never really won, because you get so, and I, trust me, I've been at pageants, I go to pageants, I love me a good pageant.
I won my pageant.
I love it. But you have, it's not about, other than, what's her name,
nice
that won, wearing the same dress.
Ooh,
Bianca.
Bianca.
She's not pageant.
She's queen. Not, but she wore the same dress the whole season.
Well, Ben Della Crump wore the same dress.
Not
two
always.
Seasons?
Not always. Not always.
I beg to differ.
So
this is why we're sitting next to each other.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, this is why they separated us all this time.
What do you guys think about BB not knowing who Ornacia was? Which, by the way, once they said that, I was like, oh, that does look like Ornacia.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's going to get a Twitter full. I do think it makes her look like the shit.
You know
side.
What?
I can understand not knowing specific outfits here and there, but that was so iconic and silly.
So, and they joke about it all the time.
You know what, though? If I was a season one winner of anything, I probably wouldn't watch the show after, you know? I mean, Ornacia was, what, season 8? Season 7?
Would you maybe catch up on it if you were on the All-Star season?
You really think that it's... I mean... No. Okay, here's the thing. That's fine if you don't want to watch a show. But now you're coming back to be on All-Stars. And these are people like Morgan who are fighting. They want that crown. But they want to do this. And you're going to literally walk in there and not know?
Sit down
and do a marathon.
I'll disagree with you on
Get
that
it
one.
On DVD.
I will disagree with you only for the simple fact that these girls work together normally. And you know this. Mm-hmm. Because they travel together. You know, the whole... Adore and Michelle Visage, you know, that one year, they know each other. So I don't necessarily think, and I'm not sure this show is really doing the drag community a justice at this point. Only meaning, and I know I'm going to get a whole lot of hate for this, the show has run, I think it's run its course. I think after, it's like that American Idol, you know, the first 2-3 seasons was great. Now, you know, we're in season 12 of whatever. And it's like, all right.
10.
It's becoming, and I think Rue has gotten into trouble this week from what I read with the whole
something
trend.
In the Guardian. With Peppermint.
Not just Peppermint. She made a comment about, you know, having trans fully... And I don't want to get in trouble myself. But.
No. She basically said that if you had completely transitioned from a man to a woman, then you could not compete on Drag Race because it was like doping, basically.
Right.
Which, as the trans community should... I mean, we've had this discussion here on the show. You know, like, we had a different mindset at the outset. And
of Ken... Peppermint last season.
Yeah, I mean, at first, you know, it just takes somebody who is trans to say...
I have her in my
to
course,
tell
by
you,
the way.
No, this is just somebody who is trans to tell you, like, this is insulting, it's hurtful, and don't, you know, like, you realize something, and Rue apologized.
Devil's advocate. We have come to be a very sensitive society, whereas every fucking little thing is very, like, I can't say what's on my mind because I don't want to hurt somebody. You know what I mean? It's like every little group gets offended by little things, and it's just like fucking grow up here.
But here's the argument to that. It's like, if the trans community can't feel comfortable on a show like RuPaul's Drag Race, where are they allowed to feel comfortable? Mm-hmm. It's not fair. Mm. You know, and then, but all I'm going to say,
is that
this is Rue's new position, drag kings are coming next. Like, that's all I have to
I'm
say.
I'm just saying, you know, the trans or there's a certain group of people that got all up in arms about the whole shemale thing. And I was just like, really? Come on. Seriously?
Okay.
I mean, seriously, like, We are a hypersensitive society, and like every little thing is, you know, whatever. Moving on.
Predictions. Who do you guys think will win? I think it's either Shangela or Trixie. That's who I think. Shangela.
I mean,
or Trixie.
Of who's left? Yeah. Yes.
I would hope for Shangela. I as much shit as I talked about Shanji in the past, I think she is deserving. I wouldn't be upset about Trixie. I just think this Team Shangela, good. I don't know, you know. I just want this is what I want, prediction. Don't want another All Stars for at least 5 years.
Good luck.
Like
with that.
I mean, seriously, I feel like it serves no purpose. Like I honestly think that they should give it a while. You know, let's get some new blood. You know, let's
get some more girls in.
Yeah. Let's have a.
I'm down with that.
Did you pick?
Well, I've always been Team Trixie.
Okay.
I think of who's left. Like, if I had to pick two, I would pick Shangela, just because I don't like Kennedy. And good luck at being the first thought, not the second thought. And I don't think BB should. I don't think BB's done anything, in my opinion, on All Stars to. I don't know. I just like when they've raised their game. I like when it's better than I remember it. And Trixie, of who's left, is the only one, in my opinion, who has raised her game, who is a better queen from the show.
You said Trixie.
I'm not saying. Yeah, I said Trixie.
Okay.
I think Shangela's raised
saying,
her game.
I'm not saying that Shangela hasn't done well for herself, hasn't, you know, done a lot of things. I just purely looking at from what I see, I just feel like Trixie's the only one other than Ben, who's not there anymore, that has truly raised her game. And I do pay it. See, you know, it's like I love when I go to shows and I see somebody who's been on the show and I'm like, oh girl, you have taken advantage of this. I like that. I like if you're gonna be on the show, take advantage of that moment. I get it, you all, you know, wanna be liked, you wanna be followed and stuff like that. That's fantastic. Nothing wrong with that by any means. But use it for good.
Advancement.
You know, yeah, an advancement. Make yourself better at. And that's I said this to Raven after her season, because I saw a huge difference in her drag after she left the show. And I felt like at the time she was one of the only people that I saw doing that. And it was just frustrating because I wanted them all to do that. Mm-hmm. And Morgan eventually got there. I don't think she did it as quickly as Raven did it, but she's definitely stepped up her game. Mm-hmm. And the Morgan you're seeing on All Stars 3 is not the Morgan you saw in Season 2.
Yeah.
You know? And go to Mickey's. Go to these shows when they're... And definitely go see them if they're in your town. Because seeing them live and in person and in their element and doing lip-syncing a song that they love is so different than getting to having to lip-sync a song that you don't want to. Anytime you're given a song to do, it's just not the same.
That's and going off of what you just said, I remember I shat on season 6. Oh my gosh, she was sitting on the couch with us.
Laganja.
And I remember seeing her at Mickey's and seeing her around town. I was just like, oh my God, after her season, I was like, not even talking to her. She'd grown so much. And then when she came and sat with us, I was like, yes, I can see that. Yeah. And I totally agree with what you just said. But can I go back to... Do we have time to... I just want to make one quick comment about Ben de la Creme.
Mm-hmm.
And there was... I think you might have mentioned it. I rewatched you guys' after show last week.
Okay.
And you... Someone brought up the fact that there was, at what point did Ben kind of check out?
Yes.
And I think it was that point when Michelle Visage, she said... You've been giving us 100% and you look tired now.
Yeah.
And I remember her saying that and I was just like, you know what, bitch? I would be tired too.
Yeah.
And I think even before the whole Morgan McMichaels coming back, I think Ben was just like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I just can't, what more do you want from me? Yeah. And it was the same thing during her season, you know, Bianca, you know, wore the same dress basically all season, and Ben was like, oh, well, what else do you have? You know, it's different strokes for different folks, and I think that it should be the same all the way around. So that's that.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say.
No, I agree.
What'd you guys think of the lip sync?
Meh.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny.
Okay. I just...
You're going to remember that lip sync for the rest of your life now.
I actually don't remember it, actually. I had to write it down.
You didn't remember Shangela in a fat suit.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I did like it.
I was
going to say, though, before we go, I had written down, because everybody kind of was... We had talked about it several episodes ago, two episodes ago, when Milk was surprised at what everybody was saying about her and that she thought she was doing really well. And I do believe, and we can go back and listen if we want to, I said part of doing drag is that you genuinely, like, even if your number stinks and your outfit is horrible, when you're in the moment and you're doing it and you've thought of this idea, it feels like it's amazing. And I think today's episode reinforces that, because Bebe and Kennedy both thought they were amazing, and they were not.
The runway.
And it's more, you know, it's like, and Kennedy was getting on Milk saying, she's delusional. Well, girl, you're just as delusional if you think that what you did for that performance was...
Oh, the performance.
Yeah. Like, okay. She was like, I shouldn't go home. I wasn't bad. No, girl, you were bad. But it's just more of that. So if you're going to get mad, if you're going to say Milk was delusional, Milk doesn't know what she's doing, then you have to say it about Bebe, and you have to say it about Kennedy as well, because they were just as, and again, I'm not saying it's bad that they think that they did a good job. I'm just saying there's something about drag that you're just, no one can tell you otherwise.
Shangela didn't stand out. I think the only one that stood out for me was Trixie.
Well, and somebody in the chat room, I think it was Ronnie, said Shangela played Shangela, which I think is a huge point.
Yeah.
I don't think she played a character. I think Shangela's just funny, and she's getting by just being herself, and that's great.
Which
works.
She's
funny, and it works.
Yeah.
But I feel like Trixie was the character, and Trixie did something that was very not Trixie, which is hard to do.
But now that I think of the lip sync, Shangela stood out in the lip sync.
Yeah.
So we will actually have, it's nice that you mentioned Ronnie, because we will actually have him with us next week.
Yeah.
Kenny is not doing season 10 with us.
Breaking news! Here at AfterBuzz, we just kind of slipped that in.
I will not be full time.
Yeah,
Kenny. Yeah,
with this season,
he cannot commit full time. But
full-time.
Hopefully he'll come in.
Oh my god,
but
you guys are gonna make me cry.
Aww,
you can come in anytime and join us on the couch.
But yes, we would love to have him as a guest whenever he's available.
Yeah,
I would love to be a guest.
Yay!
I love doing the show with you.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, I would love for someone to step in who has a passion for the show. If you haven't noticed, I've lost a little of that fire for the show, but I still am a fan of the show, and I'm still a fan of all of you. So
yay,
I love you all, Jay. I miss you. But yeah, I'll be around. I am an OG.
Yeah,
I'll be around. I'm not going away. I'm not dying.
Well, and you can even join in the chat room, too.
I will.
Know you'll give your opinions.
I will.
And you can yell at me from there.
Yeah. He's not going anywhere. You can still talk to him.
Yeah.
That means you have to actually go on Twitter now.
You can stalk me online, too. Yeah. I like the stalking.
Yeah. Anyone who's on
Grindr, I am pulling a Ben de la Creme, yes.
Just don't stalk him on Twitter. It's not going to go anywhere.
This has been the easiest decision for me. I'm sending myself home.
Brent said, I'm going home.
Okay, Mark, you had news and gossip.
I do have some news. Hold on, now I gotta... You caught me off guard
here. Nice in the chat room.
Now
I really
gotta
do appreciate
find it.
While Mark is looking for that, Rue got a star on the Walk of Fame recently.
Yes.
Also,
she paid for a star.
Everybody pays for a star. And then season 10 starts March 22nd. We are contemplating moving our recaps to Sundays, so stay tuned for what we say. We also want to do a recap of the Meet the Queens. So
yeah,
fun.
We'll keep you posted.
Fun.
So if you are in the Los Angeles area, on April 28th, at the Montalban Theater, Jinx Monsoon and Ben de la Creme will be doing Drag Becomes Her with Peaches Christ. You go to the MontalbanTheater.com for tickets. There's an 8 o'clock show currently, and I do believe there are some seats left, but they are adding a 10:30 show. So if you're in the LA area and you want to go see Ben de la Creme and Jinx Monsoon and Drag Becomes Her, Montalban, the Montalban, I do believe it's themontalban.com for tickets. Yeah.
Yeah. We love you, Kenny. Where can people stalk you?
I will, you know what? I'm going to show up just randomly just to like
get you guys shit. Good.
Yeah.
Especially you.
Yes.
And I'll bring Derek Barry.
Someone in the chat room said, please don't mention Derek Barry while you're sitting
here. I know. I had to.
When can you see Lorraine Love Live? That's a good question.
That is a good question.
We'll see. One of these days, I'll make an announcement.
Well, aren't you hosting the panel for Drag Race this year? Or
but not
Con?
Lorraine. Mark no. is. But I am. I'll be at the Drag Con. I'm hosting moderating the All-Stars panel.
There you go.
I don't know if it's everybody or if it's part of the panel, but they had emailed me like in January and asked me to do it. So I thought that was very nice.
So if you go to Drag Con, you'll see Mark at Drag Con.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then if I perform, I'll definitely tweet it out. And so I don't know how many of you are in LA, but... We'll see.
Everybody,
well,
like all
we
of our
have
viewers.
To wrap up, unfortunately. Okay. You can find me, 123 Jackie B, on all platforms except for Snapchat, where I'm Jackie B123. And where can the people find you guys?
You can find me at the bookstore.
Or
that was
Circus
for you, Cameron.
Books.
Yeah. Or at Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram, maybe Twitter, but definitely Instagram. And
you can see his tennis abilities on Instagram.
If you want to see pictures of Kenny working out, go to Instagram.
Yeah. There you go.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLov. And if I do perform live in LA, that's where you'll find out about it.
Awesome.
Thank you
and
for
you
joining us, you guys.
And I don't know where
send
Jay
is. Send Kenny some love. Send Jay
me,
some
yes,
love.
Yes, send me some love. More
Jay.
Me, not Jay. Jay will be back. More
yeah.
me. I love you all. Thank you
love
so
you.
Much.
Mwah. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.